few weeks back, I started thinking about this musician that I used to listen to growing up. And he was a very, very saddened, disturbed person that had a lot of troubles. He was abused when he was younger, and as a result of that, turned to drugs and alcohol when he was a teenager. And through his years of development, you could kind of tell that that he could never quite get over that, but he used the pain in order to try to help uplift other people, but he could never quite uplift himself. He was always in misery. And so it kind of made me think of the subject of the Lord's inheritance and the legacy of faith and love. And I was thinking about the transition from Egypt to. I said, when I think about man's walk with God, he sets a dividing line in our life, kind of like God using Moses to part the sea and giving the Israelites a chance to separate from the Egyptians. And if we let him, he can give us salvation. And as a reference to this man, I thought about man and his pride says, I am my own ruler and no one can save me. He repeated this in different occasions and interviews and things. And I said, if we allow for God to guide us, then we can walk in his ways, and in so doing, the next generation can be free of knowing and doing all the same evils that we knew. Without godly direction and guidance from God, good parents, then children will choose lawlessness and carnality. And I was also thinking about, I don't know if anybody remembers the book, The Lord of the Flies, if anybody had the opportunity to read that, but I was like kind of forced to read it in high school. And it was basically the idea of a bunch of children that crash land on an island or some separate place, and none of the adults survived. And so through time, they sort of progressed into this like the stronger boys who were really athletic. They were out like hunting and like, you know, being really strong and like facing the dangers that were on the island. And in time, they transitioned more into like a, I don't know what you would, like a strong dominance picture. And there was really only like one or two voices of morality on the island, and it was like the really unliked figure, and they named him Piggy. And as a result of these young strong boys diving into carnality, they inevitably ended up killing the voice of morality in the end. And so I was thinking about how significant the role is of parents and their ability to turn the rudder of a ship that could be going down a bad direction. So I wanted everybody to they would go to Ephesians chapter 6. I read verses 1 through 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you, and that you may live long on the earth. And fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. And for remembrance for parents of the cycle of life and how short our time is, and for each person, our time on this earth varies. So if we die, we have a responsibility to leave behind a legacy that is long-lasting from generation to generation of how people will remember us. The question, how will they remember us? What did we stand for? Were we kind? Were we generous? Did we stand for what was right? And I said, selfishness can be a generational inheritance. Families can be destroyed through selfishness. So as a reminder of the good and the bad things, we get a warning and an encouragement in Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 26. If you want to turn there, we can read that. It was for freedom. Oh, wait. Excuse me. Sorry. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us not become boastful, challenging one another, envying one another. And thinking about the inheritance of the world, so the world gets an inheritance, but all too often the cost seems far too great, and how negatively the behaviors of the world has affected entire cultures of people and become very dysfunctional. So I encourage you all to perceive, to persevere, and through trials and sufferings, push violently through to the city of Zion. God bless and remember the teachings of our true guide, our true teacher, and the one that gave up all to free us from our bondage and chains. And anybody's welcome to correct or add anything they would like.
Thanks, Brother Rob. I appreciate you putting that together and sharing it with us. Last night, I was with my family. I was watching. I have one home video from when I was a boy, just one, and it was from when I was six. But it just, and thinking about what Rob was talking about today, just it made me think about the parents that I had, and just how when you're a child, you're constantly a student to them in all things good and in all things bad, both. But the way that we want to imitate them and look to them for answers, like I went through just a problem I had to solve or something that had to be resolved in my mind recently, and I kind of reached back I don't know if anybody else does this, whether it's your earthly father or somebody else that you admire. And I was thinking, like, how would he think about this? How would he weigh the evidence? How would he look at this? And then I just had a moment of clarity. And I thought, oh, that's so fundamental. We need to have... There are just people in our lives, whether it's our parents or other people that are role models, people who speak morality into our lives, and they help us reason through problems. And it's a picture, I think, like a shadow of the relationship we can have with Jesus. I know marriage is also one of those pictures. The scriptures speak specifically about that, but it also talks about God being a father and somebody that we model our lives after. And it's like we're forever students of the Lord's, students of Jesus. And if we have a problem that we face, we should think about how would he weigh the evidence? How would he look at this? And we can get clarity in the same way. You know, if there's somebody that you admire, a role model, a parent, and you think, what would they do about this problem? And all of a sudden you can have clarity. The same way with the Lord. I was blessed by that, Rob. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Robert. And I don't know if anyone else had to read that garbage about the Lord of the Flies in high school. It was mandatory in my school, Catholic high school. Piggy and Ralph, and they eventually turned to cannibalism. You didn't get to the graphic details of that ridiculous story and the author. But that was the garbage we had to read in high school, mandatory reading. And some other books that we had to read, too, was just terrible, graphic and sexual and terrible things. And this was a Catholic high school. My parents had to pay good money to go to that in Boston. But I'm having a senior moment. Will you brothers and sisters help me with this one verse in Hebrews? I was thumbing through the Hebrews, and I do have, you know, New Testament almost memorized, but that one verse, Rob, that says God is not slack, but he will remember your labors of love or your workings. God's going to remember all those good things. It's in the book of Hebrews. I just couldn't find the chapter and verse of that, where it says God is not forgetful. He will remember those things on the judgment day. And, of course, the main thing is to be faithful when we die, you know, not to surrender the faith, but to be faithful. But there is a verse in Hebrews. If anyone can quote that, I'd be blessed. Again, I went through to all Hebrews. I couldn't find that. God isn't forgetful to remember your labors of love and your work. And he's going to remember that. Oh, read it, brother, please. Hebrews 6:10. Thanks, Max. You want to read it? Okay. The Lord be magnified. I'm done.
Hebrews 6:10 says, "For God is not unjust so as to overlook your work and the love that you have shown for his name in serving the saints as you still do."
Yeah, thanks for sharing that, brother. I was unfamiliar with the story, but someone you were quoting in the beginning, I didn't catch who it was. I got a little distracted. But said something about how man being the king of his own self or his own morality or something like that.
I said man in his pride says, "I am my own ruler and no one can save me."
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I guess it just made me think about... the ability that we have as humans to justify ourselves in almost anything, and also then the story brought out the point about how they killed the voice of morality, and I think that's also a tendency that we can have, is to shut out. Shut out the voices, the voice or the voices, and shut out people from our lives that would do us the most good. And I think about David, would be one example of someone who had an antagonist in Shimei who just said, let him maybe this is what God wants me to be hearing right now. So even if there's someone that we would see as an antagonist, it might not be a good idea to just shun them out of our life. It might be a work that God is working in our life.
Say now you love me so sure.
Amen.
heart and thousand hearts and voices.